It's Unsung Heroes Day here at NBC. Today we're sitting down with Lynn Rogalski of Helping Hands Northumberland. As a volunteer group, they collect and repurpose useful donated items and deliver them to local and distant reputable groups and persons, and have continued their efforts even during the pandemic. That's what truly makes them unsung heroes. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lynn.
Thank you.
Maybe you could start off by telling us how you've been handling the pandemic as a group.
Well, our group was formed in 2014, so we already knew each other. We had a system in place, so we were able very quickly to switch over to what the needs in the community were. And through our newsletter and also our Facebook page, we were able to communicate quickly with our members who just wanted to help. And when we started very small. There were three of us that had this idea. We certainly had no conception that we would become as big as we are.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for all the hard work you've been doing. What are some examples of how you've been giving back?
Well, we knew that the nursing homes, apartment buildings, emergency services, ambulance drivers, a lot of them didn't have all the supplies. So we went on a real binge making masks, ear savers, and scrub hats, scrub bags. So we posted some suggested patterns on our Facebook page. People had donated fabric. So I have a little magic little brown table here. And safety was a really big factor. So I put things on my little brown table, like fabric, and our members would come by, safely pick it up. And then I'd open my door, and there were masks. Within a month or two, our members had made over 8,000 items that were donated. We supplied some schools. We gave some to Children's Services. It was just phenomenal. A lot more people joined our Facebook page because they were at home. People even offered sewing machines that I was able to give to other members. Stitch Witch, they repaired some of the machines for free. People were donating thread. You wouldn't believe incredible things. It just seemed that I put out a call and people were willing to help.
How did that feel as a group?
This is a hard time for everyone. People are struggling. But how to feel great about people's caring and the community? I can't tell you how incredible it is. And we make big milk bag mats. They go overseas, but also a lot are held by the Port Hope Police, the Salvation Army. But then we gave smaller milk bag mats to schools because the kids could roll them up and put them under their desk, and then they could take them outside. And each mat belonged to a child so they wouldn't get contaminated.
You know, you're being pretty modest here because you're talking about the community coming together, but your group is just incredible for making this all happen. Has the pandemic, it obviously changed the way that you gave back, because I know that you guys also deal with some kind of sensitive subjects before the pandemic, during it. Obviously, things are still going on, such as people losing their child. I've heard that you guys have boxes that are available. Can you talk to that?
When a parent loses a child before birth or during birth, the hospitals like to give out a comfort box. And in it, our group makes small babies' hats. It's lined with a little blanket. And then the hospital adds anything that proves that that baby lived. Maybe a lock of hair, maybe a medical certificate. And it's given to the parents as a recognition that the child was there and that it mattered. And we have some gentlemen that are making the boxes.
That really made me choke up. Maybe you could tell me what accomplishment your organization is most proud of.
100 gift bags went to not just the nurses, but the cleaners and everybody on MedSurg at the hospital. But we got them collected and assembled within a week.
Isn't that just incredible?
It's wonderful.
Thank you for sharing this story with me. It's so wonderful.
Thank you for asking me.
You're welcome.
I love to talk about this group.
I get it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's Unsung Heroes Day here at NBC. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lynn, of Helping Hands Northumberland, and for all that your group does to give back to this community. It really is appreciated.
Well, I appreciate you asking me about it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You truly are an example of unsung heroes. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome.